This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Imagine, if you will, two young women. One is 24, vibrant, full of life and zeal, knows her connectedness to God. And she dies suddenly. And yet she lives. And imagine another 24-year-old young woman who feels as if she's dying daily, not of a physical disease, but of a dis-ease within her soul. Living and yet dying. Life and death. This past week, we had three holidays, holy days, to really explore this life and death and living and dying situation. As all of you know, Monday was Halloween, also called All Hallows' Eve because, as you may know, it's the night before All Hallows' Day, All Saints' Day. Somehow that gets lost in our popular culture. So that's the second holiday, All Saints' Day, as it's also called. The third day, November 2nd, in the church, is we celebrate that as All Souls' Day, a day in which we honor those who have gone before us and yet still surround us in light and in love. And I'd like to touch on those three just briefly in light of the gospel that we all just prayed. Halloween, yes, does get lost into our secular culture as one of, if not the most, commercialized holidays. And it's, I read, the biggest moneymaker, right up there with Christmas, if you can believe it. If you can believe it. And yet, as Christians, what it helps us know, what it helps us be, is a happy celebration of that night, because we know that life is eternal. And that Christ died and rose again and overcame death in that very act. In All Saints' Day, when we honor those who have gone before us, we are looking at them and knowing not only those who have died, but the saints that are living among us, and you all know them. And all of us are them as we know our own blessedness. For we are made in the image and light of God at our core, first and foremost. And then we mess up. Chapter 1 begins our Bible. And God saw that it was good. And if you notice in that creation story, starting on the fifth day, when the birds of the air and the fowl of the sea, they were blessed by God then. And then, of course, animals and people, and they were blessed by God. Then, in chapter 3, is when we messed up. And I don't think we preach that enough. And All Saints' Day is this glorious day that we can celebrate who we really are as blessed and loved of God, first and foremost. And yes, we do mess up. And then we come back to center in all assurance of the love of God. And on that third day, in celebrating All Souls' Day, we know deep in our soul that life does not die. Many of you turned in names and photographs of some of your loved ones, and we will see them on the screen during the prayers of the people. And we don't do death and dying very well, especially in this country. It's hard for us to talk about it, and yet we can celebrate the lives of those we miss, even through our tears, knowing that they are with us still. So important are these three holidays that we are celebrating them on Sunday. We did it at all of our services this weekend, celebrating that great cloud of witnesses that is surrounding us even now, with us even now. And called, because of our blessedness, because of how we really are created, called to be blessed in the world. And so when we responded to all of the ways in which Jesus spoke about how we are blessed, when we realize it, that's how we're going to act. That's how we're going to be. And it's only revealing who we really are as children of God, as children in the light. He says, when we know our blessedness, we are blessed when we're poor in spirit. That means not puffed up. We're blessed when we're merciful to other people. In all compassion, we show our blessedness. When we know that we are pure in heart within because we're children of God, in and through God, and then we see it coming from that pure in heart place everywhere we go because it's there. We just miss it. We just miss it. And in our blessedness, in the action, we become peacemakers. We hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God, and we are blessed in doing so. We all have that longing, that knowing deep within us, and we long for it. And when we know that we are fed and nourished in that love of God, then we partake of a feast unlike any other. And blessed are we when we are persecuted for standing up for what is right in Christ, and ridiculed we will be, just like the disciples of old. And Jesus tells us that we are blessed when we do so, and that we will be supported and guided. And it is hard sometimes to be able to do that, to be able to shine in that way. We are blessed at our core when we know our need for God, when we know that need. And we're surrounded by support everywhere in what we celebrate this day. The Sermon on the Mount was where this gospel came from, and it was the very first formal teaching of Jesus. It was like his inaugural address of how he was going to live his ministry and how he's telling all of us to live as followers of Christ, to realize that blessedness and then do it. Act like it. And all of us are called to do that, and we can do it in different ways at different times. And when we don't, because we won't, we look to each other. We gather in this place and we come back and we're renewed and we go out and have another week of blessing other people. Henry Nouwen, in a book called Beloved of God, writes beautifully about what it means to be blessed, and I can highly recommend any of his writings. And he says there's two ways that we can know our own blessedness. And one is in prayer, and not just saying the words, but mainly by listening, by taking the time to sit in silence, by having a separate time apart on a regular basis. Ideally, 15 to 20 minutes a day. And studies have found that 15 minutes of meditation, 15 minutes only out of your day, will change your life. And the more you do it, the more you're going to want to do it. So set aside, I would highly recommend, a place in your home dedicated for that prayer. Turn off the electronics just for that tiny little bit of time. And 10 minutes, you'll be longing for 20. And you'll look forward to that time because you'll begin to hear, maybe not right away, but you'll begin to hear and know, not in some hallucinatory voice, but deep knowing within your soul how loved you are as a child of God. The second way, he says, to know this blessedness of God is in presence, by seeing the presence of God in each and every person you come across. Even, and maybe especially, if they're bothering you. It's hard to do. It's really hard to do. And in all of creation, and in all of the blessings, and when someone compliments you or thanks you, instead of us saying, as we usually do, oh, it's nothing, say thank you, and own that blessedness in all humility. In closing, I'd like to tell you a brief story. A friend of mine is a pastoral care coordinator at the cathedral where I worked before I came here, and she's a dear friend, and she goes out and takes communion to people as well. And she has been visiting a man by the name of Ron for some time who has Lou Gehrig's disease. And he's had it for years, and he's struggling, and as any of you know, this is a very difficult disease. And now he is actively dying. He may have passed this week, I don't know. But his wife called and said that he was going in and out of consciousness, and that he was starting, when he was conscious, to hallucinate, and so would she please come sooner than she was going to come? And she said, of course. So she went to visit him, and he knew her. And somehow, when she walked in the room, he rallied, and he opened his eyes, and he was lucid, and they had this delightful conversation. He recognized her communion kit, and he started to joke about the alcohol, saying she could come back anytime if she brought that good wine. And his son had flown in, and he gathered around the bedside, and his daughter was there, and his wife, and their dog was on the bed, and they had this amazing Holy Communion together. And afterwards, he said to Mary, thank you for being here, for pulling our family together in the knowledge and love of God, something to that effect. And then he said, and I'm really glad that my dad is here with us. And the son said to him, Dad, Grandpa's been gone for a long, long time. And the father said, well, then who is that? And who are these people all in this room? And Mary prayed the prayer from All Saints' Day. For we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And when we celebrate Holy Communion at this table, we are joined by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, supporting us and loving us in the work that we have to do in this world. So be of good courage. And know that you are blessed and so loved by God. Amen.